May Allah heal you from whatever pain you are suffering from. May Allah heal you from whatever pain you are suffering from.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على خاتم النبيين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله.
By the grace of Allah Almighty, alhamdulillah, once again, we are here present on Madani Channel to one of your favorite programs, Spiritual Cures. Without wasting any further time, I'd like to include one of the blessings of reciting Durood and Salam upon the final messenger of Allah, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The best of creation, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, has said, that whoever recites a salat upon me 3 times in a day and 3 times in the night, showing devotion and affection towards me, then it is upon the mercy of Allah Almighty to forgive the sins he committed during that day and night. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Just introduce our guest from the Spiritual Cures team. To my right, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
How are you, Sajid bhai? You okay?
Alhamdulillah rabbil alameen.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah. Jazakallah for attending. Alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. And to my left, alhamdulillah, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah. So always smiling. Without further delay, let's move towards some of the questions that we have received and include them into the program. Are you ready, brothers?
Inshallah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. There is a lot of disagreement in our home. There is constant fighting and arguing all the time. We don't understand what to do. Please give us some prayer or supplication that can help end the fights in our home and create harmony and unity amongst us. May Allah Almighty grant peace and tranquility and blessings in your home. Inshallah, the brothers will give us something in regards to this. May Allah Almighty make it easy for you. It is a moment of test. Do remember to hold tight onto patience. Sabr is the key. If I can include one of the istikhara requests we've received. So code word for the istikhara request is serious. Different. So the code word is serious. And the message is goes like this. Assalamu alaikum. Wa alaikum assalam. Rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We hope you're well. Can you please do an istikhara for so-and-so? Mother's name is also included. He is seriously ill and in hospital. Inshallah, we will perform the istikhara. We will mention the code word. So do watch out for that. May Allah Almighty grant the brother who's been mentioned in the message complete cure and a speedy recovery from this illness. May Allah Almighty grant him relief from the pain and issues that he's facing. He gains a speedy recovery and then enjoins his family back at home as soon as possible. Inshallah, we'll perform the istikhara. Do try and keep a pen and a notebook with you, because once we do give you the reply for the istikhara, we do try and give you a spiritual cure as well, so you'll be able to note that down as well.
Question was asked, the wazifa for domestic disputes. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send down His mercy and blessings upon your home, remove any domestic conflicts amongst you, and grant you mutual harmony, unity, and love. Ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen. If there is a fighting at home or any kind of domestic conflicts, then you need to recite Ya Wadudo Ya Salamo. Ya Wadudo Ya Salamo. Ya Wadudo Ya Salamo. 100 times daily after every Salah. So when you finish your complete Namaz, read one time Durude Pak, 100 times Ya Wadudo Ya Salamo. At the end, one time Durude Pak. Inshallahul Kareem, with the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a loving atmosphere will be established in the home, and continue this wazifa, this practice, until the wish is fulfilled.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. I'd like to include another istikhara request before we go into some more questions. I've been given a code word of sleep. Code word of sleep. So I've made a note of that. So inshallah, once the istikhara is performed, this code word will be mentioned, and then the istikhara reply will follow. Somebody sent in this message for an istikhara request. They've sent the name and they've sent the mother's name, and what they're mentioning is that at night I can't seem to sleep. It's been 2 days in a row now, mostly at weekends. Can you please do istikhara if there's any indication? Inshallah, we will perform the istikhara. I'll just check your name and mother's name is included. Inshallah, do have a pen and notebook ready. We'll try and give you a spiritual cure in regards to this, which will help in regards to sleep as well, inshallah. Okay, can we take one of the calls if it's ready as well? And then we'll do some questions as well.
In the UK, there was a question I would like to ask. Basically, is there any spiritual cure for cancer? If one could shed some light on that.
Spiritual cure for cancer, inshallah. May Allah Almighty grant complete cure for the person, the family member or friend or whoever that is suffering from this illness. May Allah Almighty grant them complete cure. Inshallah, the brothers will give us something for this, and then inshallah, I'll try to give you some advice in regards to this as well, inshallah. Some more questions. Assalamu alaikum. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Madini bhai, is there any wazifa for a person who has been imprisoned for no reason? Can we or he recite something to come out of this test? May Allah Almighty make it easy for this person. May Allah Almighty bring this test to end soon. May Allah Almighty grant him freedom as soon as possible. Inshallah, the brothers will give us something for this, inshallah. Imprisonment, and it's not your fault as well. Okay, another question. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Guys, is there any litany for the easiness in journey? I appreciate this. So, any wazifa for journey? You get them ready. I'll just give this reply for the istikhara. The istikhara request, code word was mentioned, serious. The istikhara has been performed, and the indication in the istikhara was of azmaish. Now, this brother is not well and he's been hospitalized. May Allah Almighty grant him complete cure. So this is an indication that nobody's done anything. It is a test from Allah Almighty. Remember, tests are of different kinds, whether somebody is tested through illness, whether it's tested through hardships, whether tested through troubles, hurdles, etc. So people are tested different ways, and this brother is being tested through the means of illness. May Allah grant, Allah Almighty grant him patience, and grant him a speedy recovery. Inshallah, we will give him a spiritual cure in regards to this. It's mentioned that the ill person, now I'm not aware whether this person will be able to do this himself, but if he can't, then those relatives or close friends who are going to visit him, they can perform this. It mentions that the person who's ill, whether he's severely ill or generally ill, you should recite Ya Hayyu. Ya Hayyu 1,000 times. Ya Hayyu 1,000 times and perform them upon the patient. So the person can do this himself as well, or those who are visiting can recite this spiritual cure and perform them upon the patient. Inshallah, if Allah wills, then the patient will be cured soon. Ji, are we ready for that?
Yes. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. First of all, the caller asked a wazifa for cancer. We make dua that whoever is suffering from cancer, may Allah Azza wa Jal give them a quick, rapid recovery. Ameen, 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 ya Rabbil Alameen. Amir al-Sunnat has given a very beautiful wazifa, a very handy one, in his booklet, Ailing Worshipper. And the page number is 48 and 49. And Ayat-e-Mubarakah which can be found in Para 29 in the surah is Surah Mulk, and the verse number is 14. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Ala ya'lamu man khalaq wa huwa al-latiful khabir. Ala ya'lamu man khalaq wa huwa al-latiful khabir. Ala ya'lamu man khalaq wa huwa al-latiful khabir. Recite this blessed verse 2022 times. 2022 times with Durood-e Pak 11 times at the beginning and 11 times at the end, and blow onto the cancer patient. Also blow onto water and medicine and give him to drink. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, it will be remarkably beneficial. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, and the duration is till recovery. Okay, the question was asked about the imprisonment. First of all, we make dua that whoever of yours is in prison, may Allah Azza wa Jal help them out, and they release, they get easiness from this severe problem, and may Allah Azza wa Jal make things easy for them. Whatever is good for them, obviously it is a test for the family, for him himself. May Allah Azza wa Jal make things easy. Scorpion on a Frog is a booklet, and the page number is 24, where this wazifa has been mentioned. Whoever has been imprisoned by force, they should keep on reciting Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum, Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum. While they are sitting, they are standing, they are walking, they should keep on reciting this wazifa Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum, Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum, Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum. And on top of it, the family members should prepare an amulet for this person, writing the same wazifa down on a piece of paper just once. Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum, just once, and make an amulet of it and give it to him to wear around the neck. And inshallah Azza wa Jal, with the help of this, he will be released very soon. Inshallah Azza wa Jal. There was another question about the easiness in the journey. Okay, before you set off, recite La ilaha illallah 11 times. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, there will be easiness in your traveling, inshallah Azza wa Jal. And before you set off, write down on a piece of paper the same wazifa, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah, 49 times, write it down and keep it with you throughout your journey. And inshallah Azza wa Jal, with the help of this wazifa, you won't have no problems, no calamities. And forever, for whatever you are traveling for, inshallah Azza wa Jal, you will return back home successful. Inshallah Azza wa Jal.
A few questions, inshallah, into the program. Haji Sahab, my husband has some bad habits and he keeps arguing and fighting with me. The environment at home is quite disturbed. I want my husband to become righteous, stay away from bad things and stop fighting. Please kindly give me some spiritual remedy for this. May Allah Almighty make things easy at home. Do keep a firm grip of patience. May Allah Almighty make a peaceful and harmony, fulfilled environment in your home. May Allah Almighty make a madani environment in your home. So code word was sleep. If this was your istikhara request, then I'm about to give the reply. The istikhara has been performed. The indication in the istikhara was of evil eye. So nobody has done anything. They've not put some hurdles so then you can't fall asleep or anything. I know the way you mentioned that it seems to be on a weekend, on a Saturday and Sunday, that you are finding it difficult to sleep. Maybe there's some extra noise at the weekend. Maybe, if you have children of your own, maybe they're making noise. Or maybe if you don't have children, then it could be the neighbor's children or something that might be causing the issue. But nobody has done anything. The indication is of evil eye. A spiritual cure in regards to evil eye. La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah, 60 times with Salat al-Nabi before and after, and perform them upon yourself. So when you're trying to sleep and you can't fall asleep, then recite La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah, 11 times with Salat al-Nabi before and after, and perform them upon yourself. Inshallah, you will fall asleep. Subhanallah. Now that does bring us to the time of the segment of the day. Today's spiritual cure. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad.
May Allah heal you from whatever pain you are suffering from.
Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Viewers of Madni channel, when the weather is changing, most of the people are getting ill, especially the travelers, those who are traveling from one country to another. I mean, if they visit to a boiling hot country and they come back, or they go to another freezing ice freeze country where there is cold, they get affected. So Amir al-Sunnat has given us a very beautiful wazifa, whoever is sick. So the spiritual care of the day is, whoever is sick should recite Ya Hayyu, Ya Hayyu, Ya Hayyu 1,000 times with Durood Sharif once at the beginning and the end. Insha'Allahul Kareem, they will get cured. It is to be recited daily until health is restored. And this wazifa has been given to us by Amir al-Sunnat in one of his Madni Muzakira. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Just before we go on to questions which we included into the program, if another call is ready, can I take one call if it's ready, please?
Naeem Yaqub, Blackburn. Is there a wazifa that somebody could recite to help encourage their business to become more profitable? I'm ringing on behalf of a friend.
Inshallah, we'll give you something in regards to making the business successful and flourish.
The question was about a wazifa to make her husband pious. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make your home a place of peace, fill it with happiness, and give you love for each other.
Amen.
And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make your husband a good person, and if he has any bad habits, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give him to the right path. Ameen Ya Rabbal Alameen. Here is a very beautiful wazifa Amir al-Sunnat Damat Barakatuhu Al-Aliya has mentioned in his booklet, Ailing Worshipper, page number 40. So wazifa for making husband a pious salah performer. If husband is a victim of bad habits and domestic disputes happen all the time, the wife should recite Surah Al-Fatiha 11 times with Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim every time, and blow onto water, and then get her husband to drink that water. The husband will become pious, insha'Allahul Kareem. Note, the husband or anyone else should not know about this practice. Otherwise, due to misunderstanding, there may be a difficulty. So whenever she gets the opportunity, she should do this practice, inshallah.
Good. Another couple of questions, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum
assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My husband is working in a government job. We have been transferred to a very far place. Is there any wazifa that we can read to get the desired transfer, please? Somebody is working for the government, they're being transferred to a distance place, maybe they want you to come a little bit near home, so if they can get a wazifa, so the desired transfer could take place. Another question we'll include to the program. Assalamu alaikum. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Sometimes we take our kids to a mountainous area or sometimes to a countryside. Whilst playing, they get bitten by insects. My question is there a remedy or a spiritual cure to heal the wound or the bitten area?
Inshallah.
Yeah, inshallah, we'll give you something in regards to this, inshallah. Let's include an istikhara request. Assalamu alaikum. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Code word is accident. I want to do istikhara for myself and for my husband. Please, if you don't mind. We are so distressed, little things, and we start fighting with each other. We got into a car accident, and that's become another test for us. And we've sent your name and your mother's name, and we've also sent your name and your husband's name and mother's name and your name. Okay. Inshallah, the istikhara will be performed I will mention the code word that you mentioned, accident. Do watch out for that, and that will be an indication that I'm about to give the istikhara reply for your istikhara request. Another istikhara request, code word is child. Code word is child, and you're saying assalamu alaikum wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My name is, my mother's name is, could you do so and so's istikhara? She's 5 years old and she starts crying every time she has to go to madrasa. She will cry throughout the lesson and won't learn anything. She gets very stubborn at times as well. Inshallah, we'll try and give you something in regards to this. I think you mentioned that she's five. I think it's like all new adventures. For example, when the children, you start taking them to even nursery, and the initial time when they start, because it's something which is against their normal routine. So until they start getting used to it, then you have these little tantrums, these little play-ups, these little bit of crying. I mean, I can even remember from my own children and grandchildren that when they start going to, you know, it's nursery time, you take them and leave them. Some of them, very far and few, but some of them are happy and, you know, you leave them and there's absolutely no issues. But generally, most children, they do cry because it's a bit of a change of their routine, and plus you're leaving them. To them, the teachers or the nursery or the school environment that you're leaving them is a strange environment. So you're leaving them with strangers in one aspect. So the child feels difficult, feels different, so they start crying. And this same scenario is the same when you do the same transfer to a madrasa. So I think it's normal, but inshallah we'll give you something in regards to this, inshallah.
Are we ready for the...
First of all, we had a call from someone asking for a wazifa for a profitable business. For success in business, note it down. If once a business is not doing well, they can go to their store in the state of wuzu, reciting Surah Kausar 7 times with Durude Pak on the best of creation, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, 3 times in the beginning, 3 times at the end. So Surah Kausar, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Inna a'tayna kal kausar, the complete surah till the end, and blow upon the products. Inshallah al-Kareem, customers will come flocking and one will see huge growth in sales. Do this daily until one finds success. Recite A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitanir Rajeem once in the beginning and then Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim before reciting Surah Kausar each time. And this beautiful wazifa has been given to us by Amir al-Sunnat in one of his Madani Muzakira. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. There were 2 questions. One was regarding the transfer to a desired place. What you need to do is to recite Surah Lahab. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Tabbat yada abi lahabin wa tab. The whole surah till the end. After Zohar prayer, 41 times. And every time you recite this surah, recite it with Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, with the help of this, your husband will get the transfer done at his desired place. Third question was?
It was for going to a place where the insects
can bite. Yeah. So all you need to do is to hold your breath and move your finger around the bitten area and recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim 7 times. And finally, so what you do, while you are reciting Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, keep moving your finger around the bitten area. And finally, blow onto the bitten area. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, the effect of the poison will disappear. Inshallah Azza wa Jal.
So how many times?
7 times.
Okay, so whilst, for example, so I've been bitten here, for example.
Yes.
So I will keep reciting Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim 7 times.
7 times.
And while you are also circulate around the bite.
Yes, correct.
Once the 7 times is complete, I stop the circulation.
Yes.
And then blow. And then blow.
Inshallah, the effect of the poison will disappear.
So,
inshallah.
So, whether it's an insect bite, whether it's a bees, wasp,
a poisonous
mosquito, anything.
Subhanallah.
Very simple wazifa, but very effective. Subhanallah.
MashaAllah. Can we take the third call as well, please?
My name is Muhammad Qasim Attari. I live in Slough, London. The program Spiritual Cure is really helping the Ummah of the beloved Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wa Alihi Wasallam in solving their spiritual issues. May Allah Azza wa Jal reward the whole team for this brilliant service of the religion. Keep doing it, and may Allah Azza wa Jal help you all for helping others in that crucial time. I would like to ask if you have any wazifa for blessings in the sustenance.
JazakAllah for the motivation. And JazakAllah for liking the program and also giving us the passion to do more. May Allah Almighty reward you. And you have asked for a spiritual cure in regards to blessings and sustenance. Inshallah, if you can have something for the brother in regards to this as well. Okay, another couple of questions. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam
wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Dear Madani brothers, my niece, who is about 14 years old, suddenly faints while she's sitting. No one understands what happened to her. After some time, she regains consciousness. And when we ask her, she says she doesn't know what happened. Even the doctors have not been able to determine what illness this is. Please kindly suggest some spiritual treatment for this. May Allah Almighty reward you. May Allah Almighty grant complete cure for your niece in regards to the issue that she seems to be facing. If the doctors have prescribed anything, do carry on with the medication that they have given. And inshallah, Azza wa Jal, we will give you a spiritual cure in regards to this. Inshallah, may Allah Almighty remove the illness that she is suffering from. Grant you all patience and keep making dua for her. The dua will also be of benefit for her as well, inshallah. Ji. Assalamu alaikum. Brothers,
wa alaikum assalam
wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Please provide me with a spiritual wazaif to avoid thirst during fasting. What should we eat? Any suggestions? Thank you. Ji,
yourself, the first request was regarding a wazifa for niece. She faints by time to time without any physical illness. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant your niece good health and quick recovery. Mm-hmm. Remove all her physically and spiritually illnesses and bless her with complete healing and well-being. Ameen. Mm-hmm. Ya Rabbal Alameen. Mm-hmm. Here is a beautiful spiritual cure for unconsciousness. After reciting the following part of Ayatul Kursi, La ta'khudhuhu sinatun wala nawm. La ta'khudhuhu sinatun wala nawm. Blow onto the water and sprinkle it on the face of the patient and drip a few drops into the throat if not fasting. And if there is no hindrance, shaking and seeking the affected person, and if needs be, opening their eyes. Insha'Allahul Kareem, the patient will become conscious, inshallah, azza wa jal. The second request for a wazifa to remain safe from thirst during fasting. Amir al-Sunnat, Shaykh Tariqat, Hazrat Alama Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri, Razavi Damat Barakatuhumul Aliyah says, after Fajr Salah, recite Suratul Kawthar, Spara number 30 is a famous surah of the Holy Quran. Suratul Kawthar, after Fajr Salah, read only once with Ta'awwuz, mean A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitanir Rajeem, and Tasmiyah means Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Blow on your hands and place over your face. Inshallahul Kareem, you will feel less thirst in the state of fasting. And the second wazifa is, keep invoking Ya Majidu, Ya Majidu, Ya Majidu, from time to time, inshallahul kareem, you will find protection from thirst. The second part of the question was, what should we eat? Amir al-Sunnat Damat Barakatum Halaliya has given a solution for that. After having sari, chew a date and take a sip of water, mix both of them well in your mouth and swallow. Following this method, eat 3 dates one by one. You will feel less thirst for the whole day during fasting, insha'Allah al-Kareem.
Inshallah. Spiritual cure and also a remedy as well, which you can do at Sahur. Subhanallah. The istikhara request that we received, we are coming to the end of the program. I just look at the time and we're almost end of program time. Okay, istikhara request, code word was accident. Code word is accident. I'm about to give the reply for your istikhara. You have two istikharas, one for yourself and one for your husband, we requested. Both istikharas have been performed. Nobody's done anything. The indication in the istikhara is of azmaish, is of test. A spiritual cure in regards to this, Ya Wakilu, Ya Wakilu, Ya Wakilu, 7 times after Asr Salah, inshallah, with Salat al-Nabi before and after, inshallah, may Allah Almighty bring this test to an end. But do remember the key, keep hold of patience, yani sabr, firmly, inshallah. The other istikhara request which we received was code word child. Code word was child. The istikhara has been performed. The indication in the istikhara is of evil eye. I'm about to give you a spiritual cure in regards to this for the child. The removal of evil eye. It mentions, recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim 7 times. Then once recite Ayatul Kursi. Then once Surah Al-Falak and Surah An-Nas 3 times. So you'll recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim 7 times. You recite Ayatul Kursi just the once, Surah Falak and Surah Nas, the last two surahs of the final chapter, the 30th para, Surah Falak and Surah Nas, and Nas, you both recite 3 times each with Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, each time with Salat ala Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, once before and once after. After you've done all this recitation, you'll blow upon 3 red chilies. Blow upon 3 red chilies. Move these 3 red chilies 21 times around the head of the patient. So in this regard, your child. And then you will put them onto the stove. Let them burn and become charcoal. And inshallah, the evil eye effects will be removed. Inshallah. Gee, that will bring us to the end of the program. Just include a quick dua, inshallah. And I'll request our brother.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على خاتم النبيين يا إلهي عز وجل free Muslims from debt, diseases, unemployment, childlessness, wrongful court cases and all types of worries. Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, those who have domestic issues, domestic problems, Ya Malikumullah, remove their domestic issues and replace it with ease. Ya Malikumullah, those who are after children, those who have asked for the wazayef for the children, Ya Malikumullah, grant them pious children, and those who have children, those who are disobedient, Ya Malikumullah, make them obedient to their parents, make them coolness to their parents' eyes. Ya Malikumullah, Islamic brothers, Islamic sisters have sent us messages, those who have called here, whatever dua they have asked for, Ya Malikumullah, fulfill all their desires. Ya Malikumullah, whatever problems they have, Ya Malikumullah, remove all their problems, Malikumullah. Those who have on the Madini channel, raise their hands, Ya Malikumullah. Whatever dua they have in their heart, you are the knower of what is in the heart, Ya Malikumullah. Accept all their lawful duas, Ya Malikumullah. Give us the ability to pray our salah 5 times a day. Ya Malikumullah, grant us the ability to attach ourselves with the glorious Quran. Ya Malikumullah, bless us with the martyrdom under the green dome while being blessed with the vision of the beloved Habib sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, burial in Jannatul Baqi, and with the closeness to your beloved Habib sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in Jannatul Firdaus. Ya Malikumullah, for the fragrant breeze of Medina, please accept all our lawful duas. Ameen, ameen, ameen. Allahumma balighna Ramadan bi sihhatin wa afiyah.
Ameen.
Wa sallallahu ta'ala ala rasulihi khayrati Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya rahmar rahimin.
Jazakallah for that. I just remember the call that we received, blessings in sustenance. In regards to this, so we didn't want to miss this out. The spiritual cure in regards to this, recite in abundance, Ya Dhal Jalali Wal Ikram, Ya Dhal Jalali Wal Ikram, Ya Dhal Jalali Wal Ikram. Inshallah, your business will flourish. That does bring us to the end of the program.
Jazakallah. Sallu ala al-habib.
May
Allah heal you from whatever pain.